to fathom. And I hardly believe it from here at the bottom. And I can't imagine why you'd want to be at the top. Oh my God, what will I do if you ever stop?
Hello, hello. Good evening. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And tonight, I am joined by...
Taryn.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for coming on my show today.
You're welcome for coming on your show today.
Perfect. So today, we have a mix of music picked out, and we are also going to be talking with Taryn about her most recent release.
Oh.
Yeah. Which I have been listening to quite a bit lately. It's really good. I like it.
I didn't even know it was out yet. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, right? Just kind of sneaks up on you, that
kind
of thing.
Well, that's actually kind of true. When it first was released, I did not know. I figured it out a couple days later. I was like, wait, it's on Spotify. Why didn't anyone tell me? DistroKid just puts it out.
I did notice that too, because I noticed when you posted it on your Instagram, I then saw, I was like, oh, this was released like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I was like, oh.
Oh.
Well, I don't know what you can say here, but oh,
shoot. Yeah. Yeah. That works.
Yeah.
Well, let's start things off with, I put Art Garfunkel at the top of this playlist for a reason. I think it's a good song. Let's start there.
It's the end of the road, it's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone, it's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun, it is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun, the oak when it blooms, a fox in the brush, the knot of the wood, the song of a thrush, the wood of the wind, a cliff, a fall, a scratch, a lump, it is nothing. The slope, it's a beam, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain, it's the joy in your heart. Thank you. sting, a pain, a snail, a riddle, a wasp, a stain, a snake, a stick. Glass, a life, the sun.
Alright, that first song was Art Garfunkel with Waters of March. After that, we had Mild High Club with Windowpane, and that last song was our very own Taryn Emmerly with Still Gonna Save It. So, can you tell me a little bit about what your songwriting process is?
Ooh, songwriting process. Let's see. So, for that one, I made a friend who was leaving in a week, as I say in the song. And this was kind of my going away present, was writing and recording this. And also I finally had something to write about. I had such writer's block for like 6 months, and then I was like, here we go. We went to a movie and I saved the tickets, and then I saw them and I was like, this is perfect. I was like, I'm still gonna save it. And I had that, it's usually like I'll get some phrase or like a melody, I don't know, that is catchy to me in some way, and then I'll either come up with more words or more music, and then just kind of build it from there. And I would say that is the process.
Sounds like a good process to me.
It's a classic process.
It does the trick for sure. And so you also have another song, and that one is called
Learning Curve.
Learning Curve, yes, and that one is really popping off.
It might be and I don't know why, which is, it's so random because I released it like 2 years ago, something like that, 2 years ago, and just like 10 days ago it got about 5,000 more streams, and it had like maybe 2,000 before, which is so wild. I don't know who did this, but thanks whoever it was. But that one, I like the song. I like the melody. There's one line in it. Do you ever have one line where you're like, ooh, why did I put that in there? Whenever I'm showing someone the song, I'll talk over that line and I'll just be like, anyway, yeah. but it's nice to have that out there and be able to see how my production skills have gotten better.
Definitely.
Not to like roast that one. I think the production is nice on that too, but just to see how now I've gotten better at mixing and having harmonies and, I don't know, even more layers to it all.
Yes. And so one thing that we were talking about before we got on the air was how different your speaking voice is from your singing voice. And I don't know.
Yeah, I get it. I've always gotten this. I was like a soprano or you know, mezzo soprano in school, but then my speaking voice sounds like, I don't know, I'm like a 90-year-old chain smoker, you know, whatever, I don't know, or Shaggy or something, I don't know. So, well, not Shaggy, like the Sean McKay, but anyway. What was the question?
I think it was just an observation.
It's true. It's very low, but I don't know, like, I'll work on it.
No, it's two nice voices.
It's a fun
surprise.
Funny
that they go together. Yeah, it is a nice surprise. And let's see, so you're also in two bands at the moment. Would you like to plug those-ish, maybe?
Kind of. I will, okay, so I play piano for my friend Madison Becker, and she plays at different venues. The band is her backing band, so you can look up her, and her music is great. And then I'm also playing a few gigs with my friend Anna Girl, who also has very great music. I don't know if that's so much of an official thing, but it's happening and it's very fun.
I got to catch a couple of your shows last week, which is cool. You had a week with more than one show in it. It was crazy.
A little bit.
Two shows in 2 days.
True.
That was fun. That was good. And I really like the Silhouette Lounge. I hadn't been there before.
Oh yeah.
Very nice.
Oh, for anyone who has never been to the Silhouette Lounge, it is a dive bar. It was a classic dive bar. And to really show you the character, I went there and, well, my favorite drink is an amaretto and soda. And I was like, oh, can I have an amaretto and soda? And they said, aim lower, which is really funny to me. And I don't know. They pay their bands really well. So great place. Go support them. Yes.
Yeah. And when you told me that story, I thought it was really funny because when I got there, I walked in and I was like, hey, could I get 2 hot dogs and a Yingling? And I think that I aimed perfectly, like,
oh yeah,
yeah, dead
hook,
center,
line, and sinker. That's perfect. Signed, sealed, delivered.
Oh yeah. Ooh, that's a good song. We should
Mary
have that.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah.
Three things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mary Kate and Ashley.
Right. Right. Coming up next, let's have an Australian singer-songwriter who's not the one that we were just talking about. I'll throw her on next because I didn't get the vinyl out in time. Coming up next, we're going to have You Were Right by Julia Jacklin.
Thank you.
behind me right now is Walter Wanderley's The Girl from Ipanema. And that was a song that I wanted to show to Taryn because when she was playing one of her gigs last week, there was a moment of silence.
There were 10 minutes of silence.
Was it 10 minutes?
It was 10 minutes because the guitarist wanted to tune to the Nick Drake tuning in the middle of the set and then tune back for the next song. And it took like 10 minutes, which, no, Anna, if somehow you're hearing this, that's so real. Like, I know, like, I understand. But anyway, it took 10 minutes nonetheless. And in that silence, I played The Girl from Ipanema, and I guess it sounded like this, which it kind of did now that I hit the microphone. Hope that didn't.
They're fine. That's why they have the little cushy things on them. I immediately, when you started playing it, I was like, not only does it sound like she's playing, like, you were obviously playing Girl from Ipanema, but it was like, that specifically sounds like Walter Wanderley's version.
Mm.
So, yeah, it was cool. And speaking of Nick Drake and then doing like a 180, one of your favorite artists is Drake?
Yes, one of my favorite artists is Drake and Nick Drake.
Mm.
But not just Nick.
And not necessarily together.
Maybe together.
Whoa.
That'd be crazy if they did a collaborative song.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would sound like.
A little bit of time travel. It could be Drake, Nick, Drake.
Whoa.
True. And also, I saw that you put a Drake song in the playlist, which I will not be able to play because it is explicit.
Oh, is it explicit?
It
Should
is.
Should I have put the clean version?
If you want to, yeah.
What is he even saying there?
He says
I know.
A lot.
Yeah, I remember. My fault.
All good.
But we don't have to listen to Drake. I mean,
hey, we have 2 hours.
That's true.
Maybe, you know.
Drake is my top artist. So I've heard plenty of Drake in my day.
I really haven't heard that much.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a nice experience to have you broaden my horizons and listen to that song.
That's all I'm trying to do.
And the song behind me now is Beloved Melancholy by Walter Wanderley as well. Before this Walter Wanderley twofer, we had Camper Van Beethoven with Take the Skinheads Bowling. Before that, Hand Habits with More Than Love. Tanuki-chan with Natural and Julia Jacklin with You Were Right. It is 7:35 here in Medford. And I think coming up next, we're going to have another singer-songwriter from Down Under. Now that I have my album ready and queued up.
Stellar.
I really liked the impersonation that you did of one of her songs. And it's like Celadonna, and you're like, oh, is she the one who goes like
oh, or, right now.
Yeah, no, that was that.
I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
Oh, you don't have to do it like, on the spot. I just wanted to comment.
That's my Australian impression.
If there are any Australians listening, I won't apologize for you. No.
I guess I'm not sorry. I don't know.
Anyway, coming up next, Season's Greetings by Stella Donnelly.
Didn't think you'd be coming back. Season too late to be on time. You like to intimidate. Fuck up your life, lose all your friends. Fuck up your life.
That was a lovely little song from Healing Potpourri called Think About Us. Thank you for putting that on the playlist and recommending it for that part of the hour.
No prob.
And before that was Stella Donnelly with Season's Greetings. And now, a PSA.
Oh, okay. So, if you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending on the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk to where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal.
That is a real healthy deal. And so do you have any favorite Boston walks?
Favorite Boston walks? Well, I chose this PSA because I have a reputation for walking everywhere. I mean, if someone's like, whatever, do you want to take the T to this thing? I mean, if we have the time, I will always say walk. If it's like 2 miles or less, like 45 minutes or less, I'll say do it. Favorite walk, I've been getting into walking to, first of all, I live in the hill. I won't say my address, but walking to Beacon Hill and back. And that's a good one. What else? Or across the Mass Ave Bridge, just, mm-hmm. I don't know, as far as I can on Mass Ave.
Yeah. It's nice to just pick up.
Before they get me. Yeah. Who they is.
Before they do. Yeah. When you said walking, speaking of walking, I'm not going to ask you to do a Christopher Walken impression.
Oh.
But, but if you wanted to, you can.
I won't. do it. Not today.
No. You sure?
Unless. No. That's all.
Thank you. That was perfect. Exactly what I was looking for. So this is a special show, not just because Taryn is here, but because 7 years ago today, a good 14 hours and 7 years ago, was my very first radio show. Yeah. Six less than 4 score. And then like a bit less than a third of, or a bit more than a third of 4 score years, years.
Yes.
Anyway. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. So 7 years ago was my very first radio show, November 1st, 2016. I had just come off of a very long Hollow weekend, and, I listened to the recording today. And one of the things that I said was, Hollow weekend, what a weekend. I was sad to see it go, but I also don't think it could have gone on for much longer. And I think that that's a really stupid sentiment. I like it, but like the wording of it, it's like, it's a good, like truthism.
Hollow weekend. So sad to see it go, but I love to watch it walk away.
It couldn't go on for another week. Yeah. No. So I thought that was funny. And, see, I have another story about it, but coming up next, we're going to be playing the second song that I played on air ever. It is a song by Tears for Fears, and for the longest time, it's the first song in my, that I played on my show that is on Spotify. And I put all of my songs into Spotify to make a master playlist, and my Alexa woke me up. Sorry if I just triggered anyone's Alexa. Alexa, lights
hey,
off.
Siri.
Yeah, so for the longest time, it was my alarm clock, and I heard the beginning of this song for a couple of years, first thing in the morning, waking up, and I came to dread it. And only in the past week or two have I really started enjoying it again. But it's a great song. But you know the beginning of this song. It's like hearing that every day. Like, that's tough.
I'm just thinking about when you just said, hey, Alexa, lights off. That was so funny. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, sorry if anyone's sitting in the dark now.
Shit. Oh, no. I'm sorry.
Shoot. Coming up next, we're going to have Tears for Fears with Head Over Heels.
Thank you.